The role of the modern-day pastor and ministry leader is changing. More and more pastors around the world today are ministry leaders who are doing multiple jobs and wearing multiple hats. They are bivocational or co-vocational leaders. They may be pastors looking for creative ways to use their church or staff to create income and revenue for sustainability. They may be ministry leaders who are looking for ways to launch for-profit initiatives or integrate innovation into their organization. They may be those who want to do missions globally and find creative ways to create sustainability. Or they may be marketplace leaders who are called to stay in the marketplace, but want to be part-time pastors, lay pastors, start ministries or nonprofits. This is the age of a new ministry leader. They wear different hats and do different things. They are technologically savvy and global. They are who God is using to make an impact in cities and communities around the world. This is the Entrepreneurial Ministry Leader Podcast, and these are their stories.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back for another episode. Today, I am sitting here talking with a new friend, Esther Lee, who is sitting in her apartment in University Village, a fellow Chicagoan. How are you, Esther?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Tommy.
Hey, Esther, before we talk about the conference that you guys are holding, talk to me about your life with the Center for Faith and Innovation. One of the things that we talk is about journey, integration of faith and work. All of us as Christ followers are not called to full-time vocational ministry, but we are called to be faithful to God with however he designed us. Talk about what you're doing now in your journey in terms of how God has continued to work in your life.
Yes. Yeah, so I work full time as a nurse, and I started on a med-surg floor, moved to the ICU, became a diabetes educator. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 24 years old. So this is my way of connecting with patients on a more intimate level. And so now I work remotely as a diabetes educator, calling patients, making sure they have everything they need to stay out of the hospital. But the journey that took me here was a long one. I was in the ICU during COVID-19, where we were seeing many patients passing, suffering unfairly sometimes, and my church plant that I was part of for 7 years also dissolved, unfortunately. Yeah. And then at the same time, my brother was going through a mental health crisis, and he actually passed back in 2021. Yeah. And so amidst all that confusion and suffering and pain, I was really looking for a space to process this and to understand even what I was feeling. And I had many questions even towards God, just where was he? Why was this happening? And the Honor Summit, I actually found via social media, one of the leaders put out an online cohort. And what I found there was a group of women who were safe, authentic, honest, but also faith-filled. And so it was through that cohort that I really was able to process my pain, to meet Jesus and really encounter him and the Holy Spirit through these experiences. And because I was healed and strengthened in such a way during that cohort, now I'm very involved, and I just want every Asian American woman to know about this organization.
And talk to me a little bit about the Honor Summit as well, too, because you now are the volunteer COO, Chief Operating Officer of the Honor Summit. Talk to me about its roots, how it started, what its purpose is.
Yeah, so the Honor Summit started as a prayer movement. A group of women in New Jersey were just spending many months praying and fasting, and then God led them to throw a women's conference. And with very little promotion, with very little marketing, women from several states, you know, flew in to attend this conference. And it was there that the need was recognized for a space like this for Asian American women. And so in 2021, we officially put that we were a ministry for Asian American women in our mission statement. Of course. Yeah. And so that's how it started. And now this August, we're throwing a gathering in Chicagoland.
Got it. So there's gatherings. There's a weekly gathering that you also have as well, too.
Yeah, so we're gathering monthly in Chicagoland. Right now we're meeting at the Living Water Tea House, which was actually owned and founded by a pastor in this area. And so he opens the space for us to just come worship, pray, and also have very authentic conversations about our experiences. We talk about things like shame, imposter syndrome, comparison. And so we've been doing that monthly here in the area.
Very, very good. During your conference, what were some of the topics that you guys will be talking about during this conference?
Yeah, so the theme is the God who sees, and based on the story of Hagar. And the other speaking topics are the God who sees me, the God who knows me, the God who honors me, and the God who searches for me. We'll also be having a panel discussion with Joyce Koo Dalrymple and Myla Q Kim, and they'll be just answering whatever questions that women bring into the conference. It could be, how have you navigated culture and faith? How have you dealt with difficulties in ministry? What do you think are the gifts of Asian American woman? And then finally, we'll have breakout discussions where we have different topics such as developing presence as an Asian American woman, navigating grief and loss, navigating mental health, leading in non-Asian spaces. So that's a bit of a glimpse of what the conference will be holding.
Will the conference be geared toward more younger folks like yourself, older, or a mixture of both, or how are you guys organizing it?
So it's open to everyone. We have immigrant mothers coming with their daughters. We have college students. We have a few youth students that are coming. And then there is a large amount of women who are in their 20s and 30s, like myself, and also mothers who might be in their 40s who will be joining us.
Yeah. If Esther, for you, a lot of times as you talk about all the discussions over at the Honor Summit, all of that stuff, what are some of the struggles that Asian American women are facing today, especially post-COVID? What are some of the things that you're hearing?
I think just the continual theme that we've been seeing is a need for a safe space to be authentically ourselves, where we can process our experiences in a way where we don't feel like we don't feel shame for the way that we feel. So processing those experiences in a healthy way, and then also having a visible representation of where our faith could take us, whether that be in other women leaders who have gone before, and just places to have our imagination sparked as to where our faith could take us.
Got it. Okay, Esther, I am naive, and please, please help me with it. When you say, when they deal with shame, what are some of the shame that people deal with?
So for shame, it could range anywhere from feeling bad that you are tired or burnt out, or I should have more energy, or I should be doing more for other people, or I shouldn't always think about myself. I feel like that's just one perspective of what shame could look like. Shame could also look like being a victim, perhaps, of, you know, sexual abuse or something like that, and then feeling like it was all your fault, or that's not something you can share because it makes you present as tainted or unworthy. So those are just a few examples of what an Asian American woman might experience.
Yeah. And look, I mean, a lot of times as being a 46-year-old man, I remember growing up as, I'm in Gen X, and so all the baby boomer, a lot of times you expect, you don't say anything, you're respecting, you honor your elders. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times, even in terms of how we treated women, a lot of times, embarrassingly, you didn't treat them well. And a lot of times you saw them as second race citizens, or you treated them as second race citizens, is some of the experiences I hear from them. That has to change. You have to create the opportunity for them to feel valued, to feel special, to honor and respect for them. So I love everything that you guys are doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I believe that when Asian American women have a space to fully exercise their gifts and the way that God has designed them to love on people, it will only make the world a better place.
Oh my gosh. But more so, I think a lot of times for us as men, I think a lot of times one of the things, if you're listening to this and you're male, especially Asian male, encourage your wife, your sister, your friends to attend all these things, because as men, we have to die as leaders of the household, whatever it is, scripture is, you have to die to yourself and also encourage the women in your life to hold them and give them opportunities for them to thrive. And that's our job, to encourage that and really be able to help create that space in whatever way we could do that.
Yeah. And I will say, just hearing a man like yourself say that, it brings healing to a woman's heart, encouragement to a woman's heart. It has more power than one might realize.
Yeah, especially in Asian context, right? And I totally understand it, because I spend a lot of time in Indonesia, Malaysia, all of the Hong Kong, and just hearing what some of the things that they're thinking or saying or how they're feeling.
Absolutely, yes.
Yep. Hey, give me more information on the conference. Like website, when is it, time, location, all of that.
Yeah, our website is thehonorsummit.com/events. And then we have an Instagram page with all the information. It's just at the Honor Summit. It'll be held in Naperville, Illinois at the Yellow Box Theater. August 4th is a meet and greet offsite. And then August 5th, it will have speaking sessions, panel discussions, breakout discussions from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Very, very good. Thank you very much, Esther.
No, thank you so much for creating this space even for me to share.
Anytime.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of the Grow Center's Entrepreneurial Ministry Leader Podcast. To stay connected, make sure you subscribe to the Grow Center channel, rate and review this episode, and make sure to share on your social media platforms. We would love for you to follow along with the Grow Center on Instagram and Facebook at Grow Center Network, and our website at www.thegrowcenter.com. See you next time.